From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents an evening with Martin Joseph. Coming up on Red Barn Radio.
California's highway kingdom burns brown in the evening air. And the cars go cruising for Nirvana, from Newport Beach up to Big Sur. And lovers flirt with the passing magic amongst the surfboard dunes, as I recall a former age of Dick Van Dyke and all those Beach Boy tunes, yeah. I need something to believe in. Such a long, long time till dawn. I'm gonna drive down to the desert, to the place where souls are born. And there I'll hear the mountains sing out, where the earth holds peace, it seems. And I'm gonna wish you better days as Arizona dreams. As Arizona dreams. The wonder of that name, those Arizona dreams will help me breathe again, yeah, yeah. Hey America, you've seen some changes, but you've been there all my years. As a child you so loved Lucy, and as a man you drank down in cheers. Now you fight on Jerry Springer. You wring your hands at the downtown riots. And you worry that you've lost your great beauty. So you switch to the low-carb diets. As Arizona dreams, the wonder of that name. Those Arizona dreams help me breathe again.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. Lex Arts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. The Paducah Visitors Bureau, Paducah, Kentucky. A UNESCO creative city of crafts and folk art connects you to your creativity. Visit online at paducah.travel.
All those gentlemen that wrote you hymns of praise. I'm talking Woody Guthrie, Pete Seeger, Paul Robeson, The Spirit Lingers, Turn Up Springsteen, Glory Days. This is your land, hear your soul. Speak in your mountains and your streams, because there will be, should be grace again. As Arizona dreams now. As Arizona dreams, the wonder of that name. Those Arizona dreams help me breathe again. As Arizona dreams, it's the wonder of that name. Those Arizona dreams. No sunset is the same hey, hey, hey,
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Renee Collins and I'm your guest host, here to welcome you to Red Barn Radio's 525th live performance. Tonight, Red Barn Radio welcomes Martin Joseph. A great deal has been written about our guest this evening, using words like stunning, intelligent, heartfelt, charismatic, profound. Well, you get the idea. Tonight we will get to hear about this man and his music. We have a rare opportunity to meet Martin in Red Barn's intimate setting, to listen to his songs, and to get to know the musician behind them. We are very pleased to welcome to the Red Barn stage our featured artist, Martin Joseph.
A song called Lonely Like America. Redwood forest, Gulf Stream water. Stallion wild, big country sky. Cactus sculptured, widowed prairies. New York rain and Texas dry. Frontier boomtowns of displacement. Scorn of patriotic wind. Your money bearing Rushmore's giants, but your dollar is paper thin. Lonely like America, what a great big land of less and more. And I'm lonely like America, the mythic Graceland tour. Pioneers and racketeers, a sepia wagon train across the Midwest plain. I'm lonely like America. Lonely like America. Norma Desmond's withered mansion. Travis Bickle's raging streets. Martin Luther King's last journey. From Memphis for the mercy seat, yeah. But now the curse of Steinbeck's offspring. The poor foreclosed and left to bleed. There's a wounded bear, there's a tethered ego in a cage of make-believe. Lonely like America in the great big land of the less and the more. And I am lonely like America, a mythic Graceland tour. Pioneers and racketeers to the sepia wagon train across the Midwest plain. Lonely like America. Lonely like America. You've seen the mountain. You breathe the words of destiny. Abe Lincoln calling out to this great nation to ring your bell of liberty. Go ring the bell of liberty. Go ring it out for you and me. Cause we are lonely like America, the great big land of the less and the more. And I am I'm lonely like America, a mythic Graceland tour. Pioneers and racketeers, sepia wagon train across the Midwest plain. I wake up in the morning and I ain't got nothing to see. I come home in the evening now and I go to bed and I'm feeling the same way. Man, I'm nothing but tired. I am just tired and bored with myself. Hey there, baby, I could use just a little of that. Can't start the fire. You can't start the fire without the spark. This gun's for hire. You do it. Even if we're just... Yeah! lonely like America, the hustler and the free. Lonely like America, from the sea to the shining sea. Flags that are draped around your brave, stars and stripes of deep dismay. Simply not having a nice day, we are lonely, come on, America. I'm lonely like America. I wake up in the morning and I'm lonely like America. Wanna change my clothes, my hair, my face, and I'm lonely like America. Hey baby, you know I'm lonely like America. Hey baby, you know I'm lonely like America. Hey darling, all right. Lonely like America.
Here's Red Barn Radio's guest host, Renee Collins, speaking with Martin Joseph. Here's Renee.
We are here with Martin Joseph this evening on Red Barn Radio. And Martin, you are recognized as being a dedicated musician, committed to honing your craft, producing an incredible number of shows per year, and all while recording over 33 albums over 30 years. And yet you've managed to do all of this while continuing to write songs that are rich in meaning, content, depth, and quality. Where have your travels taken you the last 2 weeks?
Primarily across this beautiful continent of North America. It's just a kind of a short tour. It's 3 weeks. We've been across Oregon, really, on the other side of the country. So I did two shows in Portland and two in Eugene, two in a place called Bend. And then we went to Washington State, played a show there. Then I nipped across on the ferry into Canada and played in Victoria and Vancouver and a couple of other places around there. And then flew into Kentucky, primarily on my way home. So here I am, yeah.
And what have you been able to enjoy while you've been in Kentucky?
Well, I haven't been here much to enjoy any of it. It seems that, you know, I've got good friends here, Sean and Rebecca. And so last night I played a show, and I haven't played much in this part of the country. So that's exciting in itself. But we're here in Lexington, and it seems like a really nice place. I like the size of it. You know, it's a city, but it's not too big. It's kind of similar to where I live back in Wales in terms of its size. And there's a great sense of community here. There's a lot of people trying to do things for each other, a lot of gentleness. I know every city has its difficulties, but there seems to be an awful lot going on to combat that. To coin a phrase, there's still a lot of love around here, so I feel that. It's tangible. I enjoy that. You know, America, I have to say that for your faults as such, and we all have faults, but you are one of the most generous countries in the world in that sense, and I see people being generous to each other, and I think that's beautiful. I was coming to America a lot in the early 90s, and the fabric of American names fits so beautifully within the tapestry of songwriting, like Colorado, New York City, Kentucky, L.A., all of those names just fit perfectly. But when you start putting British names into songs like Wolverhampton and Scunthorpe, it doesn't quite have the same ring to it. But I wanted to write a song about the place I came from, so I did. It's called Cardiff in Wales. But the song fooled me because I thought I'd written it was about my hometown, but in fact, it's a song about being a dad and a parent and the beauty and the privilege and the pain of that. So. I took my son and his tear-stained face at a Sunday school. As chapel hymns began to fade away, left his mother with the other, and we drove across our town, going to the place where the seagulls and the cranes play. On a Sunday over Cardiff Bay, this is one day of our lives. On this Sunday over Cardiff Bay, know that I love you. All of my life.
the old man in the side street, he made you smile. Waved at us both and we both waved back, yeah. Down on through Butte Street to the mud of a low tide, where they tear the old things down, my son, and some things will always stay the same. On a Sunday over Cardiff Bay, this is one day of our lives. On this Sunday over Cardiff Bay, know that I love you. I hope you realize it. Captain Scott on the Terra Nova, setting sail for open seas. Hey, maybe one day when you're older, you'll come down this way and think of me. It'll be a Sunday over Cardiff Bay. It'll be one day of your life. And on that Sunday over Cardiff Bay, know that I loved you. On a Sunday over Cardiff Bay, this is one day of our lives, yes. On this Sunday over Cardiff Bay, know that I love you. I hope that's all.
Well, I don't know if anybody's told you, but you are in the other UK here,
yes,
by being
course.
In Lexington, the University of Kentucky.
Yeah, people say that, and I'm thinking UK all the time. That's confusing me.
How did all of this start? Did you come from a musical family?
Not particularly. My grandfather played a little bit. He used to entertain the forces in the war and that sort of stuff, and he had a bit of a musical background, but there's no real trace of musicality within my family, which might be totally apparent to everyone here tonight. I don't know. So there's not a rich history of it. No, I about the age of 10, I saw Glenn Campbell on the TV show in the UK playing his Ovation guitar, and he had a really cool jacket on. And I thought, you know, I want to be Glenn Campbell. I really like that, you know. I was pretty shy. I still am in some ways. And maybe I sensed a connection with something that might give me a little bit of some status, a lift, whatever it might be, something I could do, you know. I thought that was kind of how it started for me, really.
This song goes out to all those people who say, God gave me this song, and then when you hear the song, you know why God wanted to get rid of it.
It's not a good time for God. Not a good time. Atheists deplore him. hedonists ignore him, men with bombs adore him. Gnostics never heed, think tanks never heed, orthodoxy creeds him. It's not a good time for God, not a good time. Singing alle, 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 alle. Singing alle, 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 alle. It's not a good time for God, not a good time. Right wing had defaced, the left wing had displaced, bigotry's disgraced him. Apocalyptics claim, prosperous preachers tame, perverted clerics shame him. It's not a good time for God, it's just not a good time. Fashion sanitized, styles accessorized, robes and rings disguise him. And mysticism hides, sophisticates, deride, evolution chides him. All those empty churches lost him, close friends double-crossed him, the crucifixion cost him. It's never been a good time for God, just not a good time.
You've been compared to many artists, Martin, such as John Mayer, Dave Matthews, Bruce Cockburn, and oh yes, that other Bruce. Yet over the years, you've created your own style and your own passion and your own reputation in your live performances and on your recordings. Thousands describe your live performance as the best live musical experience of their lives. But I'm interested in knowing, what do you feel that you do in a live setting that so positively and emotionally resonates with so many who are fortunate enough to get to see you in concert?
Those are very humbling words. Not sure how to get into that as such. People say to me, you know, you seem very passionate and very committed. How do you do that night after night? Because I do play a lot of shows. I think it's the material itself, the weight of what I'm singing about actually demands it. You can't just sing these songs with a half-committed sort of attitude, because if you do, people are going to see right through you, you know? I mean, this. When I say these things, you know, I feel them, and so I'm lost in them, and it's amazing sometimes, you know, all things, sort of things can be happen outside of the stage, but when I come and I stand to that microphone and I see these people, as I hinted earlier, who've given up their evening, then to me, that's a commitment on their part, and I want to meet them and make sure that I try to give everything I possibly can. So it's about commitment to those songs. It's about really wanting to make sure that we meet in a way that's tangible. That as I said, it's not for me. It's not an evening of entertainment. It's far more important than that. I hope entertainment is a factor, but it's about reminding people, I think, of the best of themselves. Mm-hmm. I want people to go out of here thinking, you know what? Even though we're going to take on some pretty, you know, heavy issues, and there will be light and shade, otherwise it would be dreadful, but I want people to go out feeling fortified and in a sense, having got in touch with perhaps parts of us that we all lose. You know, we live in this climate right now where there's a bombardment of information that is often very, very negative, and so it's very easy to lose the best of ourselves within that. And so I think art, music can bring us back to that point where we can re-engage, and then we can go out and we can live better lives, you know? And so that's a huge statement, of course. I'm not saying that's going to happen every night, but that's my goal. It's to engage and really try to make people feel like they were at something that was special.
When will we find love now? It keeps walking the other way. When will we find love now? It keeps walking the other way. walking the other way. When will we find justice that tears down the wall, that rises up above me, brings misery to all? Tear down that jagged wire, walk this land free, return into our home and fields. We've still got the key, still got the key. And in the morning hope is searching, but come the evening she is lost. For this one life we're not rehearsing, truth is for us, but time is not. And I said, when will we find, when will we find, when will we find peace now? It keeps walking the other way. And I said, when will we find, when will we find it now? When will we find that peace now? It keeps walking the other way, walking the other way. Falling so silent, that's not our light upon that hill. The old folk, you know, they're broken, but they're defiant. Young hearts of beauty carry dreams they can't fulfill. And I said, when will we find love? When will we find? When will we find love? It keeps walking the other way. And I said, when will we find? When will we find? When will we find that peace now? He's walking the other way, and I said, when will we find? When will we find it? When will we find that justice keeps walking the other way? And I sing, when will we find? When will we find it? That peace, love, and justice keep walking the other way, walking the other way, walking the other way now, walking the other way.
This is a song, probably the most un-rock and roll song I've ever written, but I don't know, I wrote this for my mum. She's an amazing lady. She sends you all her love. I spoke to her on the phone today back in Wales, and it was my dad's birthday, and they went out for dinner, and she's like, she's got the spirit and heart of a 17-year-old, and it turns up every day with her 81 years of wisdom, and there's not a negative atom in her body, and I love her very much, and I wanted to try to say thank you to her, so I wrote this for her 80th birthday.
Mothers in the rain, they know the pain of standing there, waiting at that gate of everything they cannot see. You lift me to the sink, you wipe the gravel from my knee. Somehow you knew, I don't know how, but you just do. Her name is Rose, following her footsteps, there she goes. I've come to know love constant as the dawn. Her name is Rose, she's layer upon layer of the light, faces the coming.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Martin Joseph, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with Martin Joseph after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.